Yeah.
Because I big dogged him. You saw it.
Yeah. He said, yeah, let me have to come out this motherfucking Melrose podcast like, door again.
Do I have to call Mo?
Do I? Yeah, that's
do I have
that's
to call
like,
Mo?
Tim was like, please, Mo?
Please. I was like, Mo? He's like, no, no, Mo. No, Mo.
Mo, no, Mo.
No, Mo.
No, Mo.
I'm like, no, Mo.
No.
I'm like, exactly, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the valet guy's cool now.
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool as shit.
Jose, right? I don't know. I feel like he should be Jose.
Stop.
Why? Why? I'm black and Mexican. I can say whatever.
Yeah, you can.
Except I can't speak Spanish. Anyway, welcome to Black.
We ready.
Rolling, right?
Whatever you are.
Oh, my God.
I knew we were rolling.
Welcome to Black Development Network.
Mo is distracting me with
mansplaining. What episode is this?
Huh?
What episode is this? It's 18.
18.
I knew that. I actually knew that already.
It's 18.
Because I was looking at the 17th today.
Yeah.
What's going on? Episode 18. Okay, oh, Siri, stop doing bullshit.
It's listening.
It's listening to me. Welcome back, man. I got Timbo in the building, a.k.a. Barbecue Poppy.
What up?
He's sporting a Celsius.
My Celsius.
A Celsius. Do you lose weight off of that?
Off of just this?
I mean, not. Yeah, but I'm just saying, is it like healthier?
It's supposed to be. It's labeled healthier.
Yeah.
Zero like, sugar, gluten-free, all that bullshit. All
right, whatever. That
but
means.
It tastes good.
Yeah, it does. We love you, Celsius.
Yeah.
Sponsor us one day.
We got Sam in the building.
We got Sam in the building. Everybody love say Sam. Hi to Sam.
Our boy Sam.
Our
Mo
boy Sam. In the background. Mo in the background.
Everybody's here today.
We're
gangbanging it.
Wait,
what?
We're not doing that.
What are we doing?
We're not gangbanging
it. What show is this? We were just talking about Lena.
We was just talking about Lena. And that she's like, that she's all black.
She's black now. For she, now?
She's
going black.
She's supporting black
Lena Rhodes. Men. Yeah, Lena Rhodes.
No. Yep. Lena Rhodes. Shout out to Lena Rhodes.
For now.
For now. Hey, man. All right, man. Hey, man. Make sure you follow the socials, man. Our visuals will be on Patreon, man, if you want to check us out. But you can always look us up on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Yes.
Yeah.
Google Podcast. So, Tim, you doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Feels like a minute.
It always feels like a
it
minute.
It does always feel like a minute.
Because we go we'll do one. Better. Yeah. Because we go one a month.
Yeah. So it does feel like a
no,
month.
No, y'all miss us.
You do. Y'all do
every
miss
month.
Us. Every month, y'all miss us. I'm going to start off with mansplaining stuff, all right? So
yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Uh-oh. Fuck. Eight questions. I hate them.
Yeah, like
I could never do exactly. Like an interview because I hate questions.
Exactly. I did a video on Behind the Man Reacts. Go check that out. And the video was on, is $50,000 enough? Is it enough money?
To sustain life?
Actually, I think it was more about like getting vagina, but let's more generalize it.
Okay.
Let's more generalize it.
Is $50,000 enough to get vagina?
Yeah, but we're going to start there first. Do you think $50,000 is enough for a man to get vagina? Because I was told on the internet that...
Like okay,
$50,000 is not enough for a man to get vagina.
So if the person
don't deserve vagina at $50,000.
So if you're making $50,000
a year,
you should not be getting vagina. Mm-hmm. Like vagina. Why do we say vagina right now?
I don't know. You said vagina first,
okay.
So I just
well, let's just continue to say it. So if you're making $50,000 a year, you shouldn't get vagina. No, that's bullshit. No, if you're making money, that means you're working. You're doing what you should be doing, and depending like where you're at, $50,000 out here. I mean.
Shit.
But you doing something. You know what I'm saying? You're not making 20.
Yeah.
20, like from Texas, bro. 25, 30.
Yep.
You can live okay. $50,000? You could have a nice little house, a nice car. Like
okay.
You could do good in Texas, in the South.
Okay.
Out here.
You could probably do $50,000 in Atlanta too. I had an argument with my homegirl that $60,000 was like, I think it was like 65.
Yeah.
And it was like, she was like, that's not enough. And I was like, that's well over enough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, bro.
And I was like, we live in like California, bro. Like,
you will never,
like, the two places is right now, I think it's like California and New York. And that's, I understand inflation, but like you don't understand how, like, far your money stretches in California. You don't understand money until you come to these, like, places. Like,
no, bro. It's fast moving.
It's fast moving.
They
that
take your
gone.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is like
currency.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny, guys. Like I said, I did a video on it, and it was just so funny how, like, he was just like, he was more so talking about, like, we, women being like sex slaves and stuff like that. When that, yeah, it was crazy. But I, more of his pitches were, we ask women to do a lot for us, we should be making more money. And I was like, I don't think that correlates with, we have to get out of this like concept of like vagina being monetary.
Yeah.
I don't, unless you're a sex worker, but if you're just a regular person, 9 to 5, you're trying to find someone to date or have sex with, like the currency is sex.
Right.
Like as a man, you are giving up sex. Woman, you're giving up sex. That's the only currency that needs to carry on with that conversation.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be like, you got to pay every woman. Yeah. You have to like reach a certain tier or something like that.
Yeah.
Also hate it because it's like, it's also like shaming people and making people, we've grown up in this culture right now, like in the last like 2 to 3 years with everything being like so fake to me personally,
yeah,
is that everybody's like faking their finances. So we've grown up in that phase to where everybody thinks everybody has more money. Maybe. So they're able to like speak on,
right,
like, oh yeah, you shouldn't be getting a vagina because you make 50,000.
I just think that's wild to just say that though.
Yeah, it is wild.
Like 50,000?
Yeah.
Bro, like, I seen homeless couples walking the streets all day. That nigga not making shit, but she's right there with him. Like, bro, it isn't, you know, it just doesn't, it doesn't, it depends on the woman.
Yeah, it depends on the situation.
So many
factors. Yeah,
where you're at.
Yeah.
Your demographic. All that bullshit, bro. Like, really. Mm. But, like, 50K should definitely sustain you if you live in the South. You should be good. You should be,
yeah.
Atlanta, Texas. You can be okay.
Yeah.
Out here, probably should get about 50,000 more.
Now, also, I had a comment too that she was like, you know, you shouldn't be comfortable making 50,000. And I'm like, I don't think anybody on like earth, I don't think anyone's comfortable making that type of money unless like they're living by themselves or single people. Like, yeah. 50,000 is well enough to sustain one person, I believe.
For sure.
Just one person.
One person, for
yeah.
sure.
Okay. So, like, if you're just like sustaining yourself and you're just like getting pussy and then going home to yourself, like, I don't think that should even be like a conversation. So yeah, it was just wild. Now I'm gonna spread it out to general. Do we think that 50,000 is enough in general? Like, is it enough? Do you feel like it's enough for people to have just like 50,000
in this like post COVID?
Yeah.
No. Like, I feel like what we're saying,
$100
is like $1,000 right now.
Yeah,
I just feel like inflation's like crazy.
It's insane.
So it's like, nah, bro, 50K right now is very, it's just like, I feel like there's no more middle class. It's either like you high, especially out here, it's like you high, or you just.
I do think that like you're like a slipper. It's, and I compare it to California because there's nothing like California. Like, living here, like, I can confidently say
yeah.
that there's not too many places in the United States that are like California.
Yeah.
As far as, like, spending, as far as, like, I understand, like, money more now because I live in California. Like, I understand it. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? It, whether it's saving money or whether it's, like you said, it's like stretching money towards a certain $100 in Atlanta probably stretched me way further than it would out here. I even went home. Yeah. Remember, you know, I went home and I, like, the money that I made out here went out there to Atlanta. I was good.
Yeah.
I actually sat my ass down for a week and a half.
Could chill.
I couldn't do that out here. No, it's not happening.
You cannot not work out here.
You cannot almost not work.
You're going to be, you have to grind like you have when you come out here.
Unless you're like a millionaire and you
yeah, of
have
course.
Set up. But like,
in the hills up there.
Yeah, of course.
But other than that, all of us are out. Fucking just beetles in the streets, bro. Just,
yeah,
just
yeah.
ants, just going to work and just to and yeah, fro, yeah. dog. Like, you have to grind out here. Mm-hmm. You'll get ate alive.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Bro,
so,
for sure.
Just to clear those comments up, I'm gonna ask you to post that. Make sure I post this because, like, I think like people thought that like I was saying that you should be comfortable making 50,000. I think that's just all depends on the person. Like, it's just like, yo, you can't. I just don't like when we go and we try to like pressure people. I think people are under the pressure to make more money because, like I said, we're on our phones. We're watching people walk around with jewelry and rented clothes, rented houses.
That's what it
rented
is.
Rented cars. And all of a sudden we think, oh my God, I'm not doing enough.
The
and
facade.
It's like, no, that nigga's just spending it on bullshit.
Yeah, like, bro. See, like back in the day before there was like social media and shit. Yeah. People would just see people around them and could only see them, be like, oh man, that boy's shining. Like, I want to be like him.
Yeah.
Now you get on Instagram, you feel like everyone's shining. You're like, damn, they look good. They got money. Yeah.
And it's, but a Photoshop,
it's a facade.
Picture.
It's facade, yeah. bro.
They got Gucci bags with nothing in it.
Nothing in it, bro.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. You know, hey, man, you make 50,000, man. Don't be ashamed of that, man. It is what it is. If you want to make more money,
keep going.
It's keep going, bro. Just keep making more money. It yeah. is what it is, bro. Like, it, you know, it's like it doesn't stop.
All right.
You know what I mean? So I've seen a lot of people different age brackets, still making money. So it is what it is, man. But yeah, I just wanted to start off with that. I am gonna go into, this is kind of awkward, but I am gonna go into Kevin Samuel's autopsy. His autopsy came back, and it came back. Chrissy's just been giving me a headache because I keep saying hypertension, which really is like high blood pressure. Yeah. But I say hypertension because the article says hypertension.
Makes so, it sound
yeah, like worse. It like it sound that you think hypertension sounds worse than high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he got hypertension?
He got hypertension.
Jeez, bro. Where? In his neck? Like, you don't know where that bitch at.
You don't know. You don't know where that bitch
at. Where he got the hypertension at, bro?
Yeah, bro. The kneecaps. Kneecaps got the hypertension. Man, if I die of, like, hypertension in my kneecaps, yo. Yeah. That's crazy. But in a
we can't. His knee exploded. What?
Knee exploded. Yeah, that does sound bad. You're right. That does sound bad. But he had hypertension. Yeah. He was actually taking medicine for it. And like I also made a video on that too. But I also want to get Tim's opinion of what's happening and things like that. But I just think that it's crazy that it happened. You know, the one thing that we talked about last time was like, you know, he looked well. He said he was working out. You know what I mean? He didn't look out of shape. Mm-hmm. But the one thing about being, you know, fit is not just the physical, is also, well, it is the physical, but it's the interior as well as the exterior. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of skinny people that are not healthy. There's a lot of big people that are not healthy.
Right.
And vice versa. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
You can't really tell on the outside appearance.
No, you cannot. You can't. And the one thing that I said on that, and if you watch this live, you know this, bro. His drink of choice was Red Bull.
And they love Red Bull.
Man, love Red Bull.
Red Bull's out the wine glass. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So
exactly.
So you telling me, like, what? Who are you? Motherfucking drinking Red Bull with a straw. I ain't never seen that my day in my life, bro.
Red Bull
and,
with a straw.
But it is what he did. He had a Red Bull, bro. And had a straw in it.
He did, bro. He did.
So, yeah, I just thought that was insane, man. Rest in peace. But, like, you know what I mean? Also, you know, the more bigger story is, you know, as especially as, like, black men, because we suffer from heart conditions and stuff like that, man. You know, we do need to take our health a little bit serious. I hope that we take our health more serious from this situation, because I do believe he died young. I do believe he 50, died
52, 3, 6.
Yes, man. They made up his man age. I don't know how old that man is.
He's in the 50s.
He's in the 50s somewhere.
Yeah,
and that's still too young. That's too young. You know what I mean? We got to make sure. It, you know,
these days, yeah, for sure.
You got to, because you never know. You never know what might happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah, man. What you, do you have any thoughts on it?
I just thought, shit, fuck, that's it? Like, that's it? You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was going to be crazy, something crazy, too.
Yeah, dog.
I ain't going to lie. I thought he was, like, snorting cocaine off of it.
Something out of a booty hole.
Yeah, something like that.
Something.
I ain't going to hold you. I was waiting on, like,
like fentanyl,
died. Overdose. Yeah. I was waiting on the craziest thing.
Yeah, bro.
I was, too. Yeah. I can't hold you. I was waiting on something.
I was like, hypertension.
But actually, hypertension was more of, like, a logistical. Yeah. I mean, a logical, like,
yeah,
like, oh, okay.
All
right. But I think everybody's cool. Like that when it comes to, like, any type of celebrity type person. And he was growing in his celebrityness.
Yeah.
So, you know, we, like, you know, all these people, like, dying of overdoses. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Hopefully he didn't die of an overdose. But it sounded like he just did not take his medicine.
Maybe.
And he was now chasing that with Red Bull. Like, yeah, bro, you gotta make sure you take your medicine.
Yeah,
big
them
dog.
Veins was tight.
But, yeah, them veins was holding on to dear life, my nigga. Like, the fuck? Come on, bro. We gotta do better on that. Like, come on, we gotta do better on that. We do. We gotta do better. We gotta do better on that. Holding on for dear life. So, I mean, you know what I mean? He's making millions, man. You know, you're making millions. You're telling. And I actually had that comment too. Like, you know what I mean? Can you really tell dudes like how to maneuver if you're not taking care of yourself? Like you, like it, like for real. Like
we say no, but like a lot of people do that.
And exactly. And
everyone does that. Everyone tells someone to do something that they're not doing.
And it's like, damn, bro. Like,
yeah.
And that's what, and I think I said that too. Like the more and more you find out, especially about these like male podcasters, like, or you're finding like all this stuff that's happening like off screen.
Yeah.
Which is why I tell people, like, don't fucking worry about that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these people are human. There's shit that they go through and stuff like that. But, you know, you should take their shit with a grain. If you learn something, cool. But take their shit with a grain of salt, because at the end of the day, like, you don't know their life. You don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
So apparently we don't. Like,
R.I.P. K. Sam.
Yeah, unfortunately. So it is what it is, man. Like you said, rest in peace. I hope he's.
At least we found out what happened.
At least we did, man. I was scared we weren't going to. I was scared they were going to find a way to kind of, like, I mean, find a way to kind of, like,
push it
away or, yeah, you know what I mean, something like that. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, man. So, you know, rest in peace. I hope he's doing well. Well, I hope his family's doing well, not him. Bro, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this Kevin Hart, excuse me. Kevin Hart.
Well, Siri, boy.
I know, Siri playing with me today. Kevin Hart and Channing Crowder.
Yeah, bro.
Let's talk about that. Have you seen the interview? I know you've seen my video, but have you seen the interview?
I didn't see the whole interview. You know, I saw your
video. The interview is very good up until that point where he's talking about. So if anybody has not seen Channing Crowder,
What's the podcast? Their podcast?
The Pivot.
The Pivot podcast. Yep,
they used to be a part of Brandon Marshall's podcast. I can't remember the name of his podcast, though. That's so weird. But he has a podcast as well.
Yeah.
But they
had Kevin Hart on that mug.
Yeah, they had Kevin Hart on the Pivot.
I've seen him with his glasses on and shit.
Yeah. And it was actually a great conversation up until whatever the fuck this is. Where he's talking about, taking his wife to a nudist colony. And it's... I'm not a kink shamer, but if you seen the clip, it's wild as shit.
Yeah, bro.
Said he doesn't like dick near his eggs.
Yeah, bro. He said it was all good till they put dick near my eggs. I'm like, whoa, what?
Yeah, that's what you signed up for, brother.
Exactly. And that's wild, bro. But what'd he say? Like, they didn't go and have sex, though.
They
just watch.
So first of all, that's cap. I don't care. He can come up and check me. That's cap. There's no way that you're at a nudist colony, y'all butt ass naked. You just
booty,
like,
naked. We just gonna walk around and watch everybody dick and vaginas. What?
No, bro.
I ain't gonna interact. That's kind of, and like, in a way, that's actually weirder to, like, not have sex with the people, just be watching them. Like,
that's weirder to you. We here, dick out.
Might as well.
Pussy out. Might as well,
dog. Shit. Like,
we know what time Tim on.
I'm just saying, like, isn't it weirder just to be walking around the nudist colony and not
interact or whatever the case may be?
That's weird.
Yeah. It was just funny because he like, hesitated on that. He was like, you know, it's a question. Nah, bro. Y'all fuck somebody.
Yeah.
Y'all fuck somebody, dog. It was just, again, like me, like, again, like the
would you go to a nudist colony?
Would I?
Yeah, would you go?
Nah, not in this state. Not in, like...
What? California?
No. I'm just saying, not in the state of, like, my relationship. No.
Oh, but like, I mean, like, you and your, like,
your
you
wife,
and your girl.
Yeah. Me and my wife. I don't know, bro. That's a good question.
Would y'all go?
That's a good question. I would have to ask when we venture into that.
Well,
yeah, but like, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. I can't answer that question because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd rather not say no, and because, like, it's intriguing to actually go. But you couldn't tell me, you again, like, I just don't like the contradictions. I don't like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, this is the guy that checked Russell Wilson for his wife and all that stuff and saying that, you know, he's a square, he's goofy and stuff like that. And you had to know how this looked too. I mean, you had Ryan Clark and my boy over there, Fred Taylor, dying because they were like, yo, how are you telling this story? Yeah.
Just so nonchalantly.
And then, like I said, like, you know what I mean? Earlier this year, you saying that Sierra would never date anybody like Russell Wilson because of his money or anything like that. Like, to me, that's a hypocritical bullshit. And I wonder, the question that should have been asked was, whose idea was this? Because if this was your wife's idea.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it?
I don't know whose idea it was. It didn't come up. I'm going to say it didn't come up. So I would have asked. I would have said, whose idea this was?
I feel like somebody was just like, yo, this is, look at this, like, nudist colony. And then the other person was like, shit, I'd go. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, me too.
I just like watching people naked, bro. Like, that's crazy to me. But it's just crazy because, like, the same guys
that check
other.
I mean, we do it, like, on porn.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Like, you have porn. So, like, why would you need to just watch people naked? You can go to a nude beach. I would be more... I would be more
a whole colony they went to.
Yeah, you went to an actual secluded colony where nobody can see you.
That's wild.
Or nobody can know what's going on in there.
Honestly, because honestly, I was thinking when you were saying colony, I was thinking nude beach. But now that I'm colony?
No, he said colony. He said colony. And a nude beach is different because, like, you know what I mean? It's out in the open. You know, people can go to a nude beach. It's not like.
Yeah. You can stumble upon that
Yeah,
shit.
You can stumble upon a nude beach. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? The titties? Exactly. Grandma titties. Hell no. Nah. Sheesh. Hell no. Nah,
and then, like, and bro, like in Miami beaches, they can take their tops off.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a new beach, but like, they can, there's women out there with their titties out. So.
That's a shame.
Yeah. So, like, it was like, it's not that many old people out there. It's like young people, mostly. Yeah.
Miami Beach, you're talking about, right?
Yeah, Miami Beach. So, like, they take their tops off. Nobody's going to say anything to that. Like, well, they can't take their underwear off. But, like, nobody's, I was looking around and I was like, them titties? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know how you just, like, you, like, surveying, you're looking around. And I was like, yo, those some titties. And then I looked around again. I was like, "Oh, some titties too!" Like, you know, so
they're everywhere.
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh, you can? They can take the tops off out here?" And it was like, "Yeah, you know, they can actually do that and not get in trouble."
Cops were just like,
"Yeah, it was cops walking around and shit." And nobody said anything. So I was like, "Sheesh, okay, cool. That's what's up.
That's wild.
Why would I need to go to a nudist colony? Like,
go to Miami Beach.
Yeah, go to Miami Beach or go to a nude beach. You know, I just think that, like, I just thought it was hypocritical of him to, like, judge another man and his wife and then didn't have to sit there and explain to Kevin Hart that I've gone to a nudist beach and now you have all these questions and stuff like that. Like, yeah, okay. That's why Kevin Hart asked you, like, do you know what you're saying?
He's like, wait, what?
Yeah, he's like, what's going on here? What's going on here?
A little ass nigga in his shades on.
Yeah, bro. He was like, you don't enjoy. He asked Kevin Hart. He was like, you don't enjoy, like, watching people naked or something like that. He asked that. And he was like, you've been to a strip club before? I said, the strip club don't have dick out. I've never been to strip club. Don't got no dick out, bro. I'm just being honest. I've never gone to a strip club and there was dick on the pole. So that the day I do that, yeah, I'm walking out of there. So yeah, bro,
walking out of there.
Yeah. So hey, that's just me. I've been to my share of strip clubs. We all have as men, and never seen a dick. I'm sorry.
Try to stay away from those.
Yes, yeah, try to stay away.
In from Atlanta, you never know.
That is true. I dropped someone off at what I think was a gay strip club. I dropped someone. It's one by. Not Greenbrier Mall. I don't know why I said Greenbrier Mall, but it West End. There we go. It's one by the West End. I had to drop him off at one by the West End. He was, yeah, bro.
Was he all dressed? I mean, she.
He wasn't. It was he.
Them or and he was weird. Like, what? I don't know, bro.
I don't know what his pronouns is, but it was a guy as far as I seen. Right. He wasn't dressed up yet. Nah, he wasn't, like, dressed in my car.
He was just normal.
Yeah, he just looked like I think he, like, works at Ross.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was like a Ross uniform. And I was dropping him off at a strip club, man.
Fresh off of Ross. Fuck it.
Hey, fuck it. It is what
clearance
it
section.
Shout out to that guy, too. He was a really, like, was talkative cool guy. Yeah, he was cool.
Clearance section and dick, man. Well, that's what
he
want.
Hey, man. Hey, I don't judge people for that. Like I said, it's no kink shame. It's just, you know, like, you got to, as men, too, like, we have to, like, know that, like, I know that I have done things in my past that I know I can't judge other men on. Like, that's why I feel like I'm the most non-judgmental person.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't make judgment calls off of just, like, stupid shit.
Yeah.
You know what
I think I think everybody has done shit.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the, what I'm that's
saying?
The point.
Some people won't, like you, fess up to it.
Yeah, like, yeah,
still,
like,
judgmental. Like,
yeah, and that's the point, too. Is like, bro, why are you so judgmental knowing that you did X, Y, and Z in the past.
Yeah.
Like, and then when it's brought up, now your manhood is in question.
And you upset.
And you're upset because now people know about your shit. You know what I'm saying? At least, like, Russell Wilson. I mean, what does Sierra do? She just twerks. That's it. Like, and put a bottle on her head. That's fine. I think she's, like, doing, like, liquor. Like, I think it's, like, a liquor company or something like that.
Sierra?
Yeah, like, most of the dudes that get upset, like, they see, like, her videos or they see her with, like, like I said, the liquor bottle on her head or liquor bottle in the fucking, and I'm just like, dude, it's not that deep. He's cool with it. What are we doing?
I don't think nobody's tripping.
Yeah, no one should be tripping off of that. But that's just me. Shout out to Channing Crowder. And they go like once a year too. That's also what got me. They got an anniversary of like going to a nudist colony.
Yo, different strokes, different folks. Literally, bro.
Yeah, literally.
God damn.
But all right. So all right, man. Brittany Renner.
Oh man, I was gonna say which Brittany? Griner or Renner?
Oh, let's start with Renner first, and then we'll jump to Brittany Griner after this one.
What did Brittany Renner get herself out there?
Splash! She out there splashing dudes at Rolling Loud, man.
Bro, they must have been fucking with her. She would never do that for no reason, right?
Hopefully not. Every time a celebrity gets too close to like the crowd, I instantly get scared.
I saw the video and the nigga looked like he was chanting some shit. He was like,
yeah, he looked like he was saying something. She approach him and then, she said something to him. And yeah, bro. Brittany, you ain't got to do all that, man. Like, you're backstage. He had to pay to be there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, come on. Like, you don't have to.
She's high and mighty now, big dog.
Is she high and mighty?
Can't tell Brittany nothing.
Can't
tell her shit.
Shout out to Brittany.
She write a book on your ass. Shut your shit down.
I would love to see the book that she would write.
Are you stupid? And Jeremiah, part one.
That'd be crazy. She says my first name. She makes sure it is me.
She says your first name.
Yeah, I'm in an interview. This could be anybody.
Jeremiah, part one.
Yeah, bro. That's
blew up your spot.
That's you, big dog. That's crazy.
Hey, bro, she had to do what she had to do. She threw the water.
Do you think that she's wrong? Do you think she's wrong for writing a book? That's just like a segue,
No.
I know.
She went before the book, bro. Superhead was writing books. She just went the Superhead route.
Yeah, yeah.
The same thing, except like in her book, it's not she. In Superhead's book, I looked on Google, like she's naming rappers, right? Y'all can Google this. She's naming like
she's calling 20. Them by name.
By name. And like saying like medium size, average size, grows to size. Like literally, bro. She's like Fat Joe, small, but then grows big. And then she's like 50. Bro, it looks like the top 20 rapper list. And she just going down that bitch like Snoop Dogg, medium, like, or like
Hall of Fame.
Jay-Z got the goddamn kneecap.
Oh my god.
To
goodness.
The kneecap, supposedly, bro. All
right.
So like she just went that route. She
supposedly.
Was like, I guess.
That's crazy.
But so she just went that route, bro. She's like, hey, look.
Yeah, I want to know just like she say names in hers, Brittany Renner.
I don't think she does.
I don't know why, but like, why are you, I don't know.
Because she talks about Uzi, because you know she dated a little Uzi and shit. Like,
I didn't know that. No,
yeah, but that was what kind of put her on. Like,
oh, really? Oh.
Uzi basically put her on, bro.
That's what's up. Yeah. Shout out to Uzi.
Like, we wouldn't know Brittany Renner if it wasn't for Uzi. So.
We wouldn't, but GSU would. Like, she was on the soccer team. She's actually good at soccer.
She's athletic as shit.
Yeah,
man.
She's actually good at soccer. It's crazy.
I believe it.
But yeah, man, I don't know. Like the book, I just wanted to ask that question. Do you think that is wrong for women to write books about like their past things that they've done or said or men that they slept with or anything like that? I think men should. I would love to hear Lil Wayne's story.
That would be interesting.
That would be absolutely epic, actually. Yeah. I would read that from cover to cover.
They should, bro.
Yeah, Drake's. I need Drake's.
That's funny, bro. They should. Though.
They should absolutely write books,
but they don't want to be exposing people like that, though.
How is that okay? Is that exposing somebody though?
The rapper's perception is like, I don't want to be snitching on. I ain't trying to snitch on these niggas.
This ain't the streets. You just had sex with this woman. I just want to know. I just want to know who it was.
Yeah,
like 50 Cent, and like, Rebecca Fox. I want to hear about that.
I think, like, and that's another thing. Like, I think when they talk about the women, it's got to be like the fucking main player type women, like Vivica Fox. It can be like Tanya from First Grade. Like, I have a.
No,
like,
yeah, no, no, no. You know what I'm saying? No. I'm talking about, like, if they've actually, like, smashed
celebrities
type women. And, like, what was it? Like, what was this person like?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause some people, we ain't gonna see no porno from them, so might as well.
Yeah.
I would love for it. Write books, guys. Like,
look it.
I'm pretty sure that's another way to make millions off of that.
I was gonna say that's another way to make money for sure.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne's Whatever, nigga.
He's at Lil Wayne's. Whatever.
Lil Wayne's fucking nigga. I'm gonna fuck. Just say Lil Wayne's fucking vlog, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, like a vlog. You know who did a vlog for the first time today? Or I think she's starting her journey on vlogging. Is Hallie from Hallie and Chloe. Mm-hmm. She actually did a vlog. Like she's doing like a vlog or something.
Cool.
She was in a music video. So shout out to that. Like, yeah, I think that's cool doing like behind the scenes type stuff. She has the personality for it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Little Mermaid. I want to see that. She's in she is the Little Mermaid. So
I heard about that.
Yeah,
for sure.
So I actually want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely.
Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah. So from Brittany Renner to Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner, bro.
Bro, please say what you said on your Snapchat. I mean, I don't use Snapchat yet. Instagram.
I was just saying, bro, because like the way they talking about it, it's like the NBA trade deadline, bro. It's like they trading. They're like, we'll trade Brittany Griner for Victor Oladipo, nigga, and a second round pick. I'm like, what? Oh, like, bro, like they are literally like just like,
yeah, they throwing anything at
anything. Them. And it's just weird. It's like, yeah, you know.
But I didn't even know we had Victor. Who is Victor?
I don't know who Victor is, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Victor Oladipo.
Yeah. Who something. Is that man?
I don't know.
We don't even know who this guy is.
We should Google that.
Yeah,
bro.
We should Google that.
Who like, is
what
has
he done?
Why is he here?
Why is he in America locked up? We've had him locked away for this long. Just to be a trade. Just to be a trade. Like, yeah, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Dun, 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 dun. And with the next pick. The NBA draft.
Victor Alajara.
Trading to Russia.
Bro, but like, she's over there for a minute, just for some weed.
She has been over there. So I'm going to ask you a question. How do you feel about people comparing her to LeBron, though? Saying that if it was LeBron over there, he would be home already. If it was LeBron in trouble.
Bro, LeBron scores like 50 points a game. My nigga has like goddamn 4 or 5 rings. Like, bro, this is LeBron versus Griner. Like, half the people don't even know who I'm talking about right now.
That's
you.
True.
They know LeBron, though.
They know LeBron.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like,
they didn't know Brittany Griner existed until.
Bro, honestly, they just knew it was a tall, light skinned girl that played for Baylor that one year. And then she
and
went
she can
to
dunk.
And she can dunk, bro. Yeah. But, like, compared to LeBron, hell no.
And that's the thing I don't feel like is, like, productive is when we do those LeBron comparisons and like, because clearly, like, it has nothing to do with like feminism, has nothing to do with women or men. It's just like, all right,
prestige
LeBron
and rank.
Is like, yeah, LeBron is where he is in his career.
Yeah,
I don't even think LeBron would be caught dead in Russia.
No, bro,
trying to play on it, and that's why I hate it, because like it also overshadows how the NBA women, WNBA women, have to go overseas to make majority of their money. When you're comparing it to someone like LeBron, you're trying to put her up there on a LeBron stature, and everybody's like,
that's not real.
That's not real.
That's not realistic.
That's not realistic. No. Yeah, it's not. Now, it is a terrible tragedy that she's over there.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And again, all this is for a fucking vape. This is for weed.
Yeah,
all right? I think that it's ridiculous. I was talking to I actually said, like, I think that if United States, that means like us, we go over to another country and we do something wrong in a sense of like, all right, we shouldn't have tobacco, we shouldn't have weed or something like that. If we do that and we get caught by the police, we should instantly either be banned by them, that's fine, and sent back to the country. You get sent back to our country. If it is something like a crime, like, all right, you've shot and killed somebody, you've hurt someone, you need to stay there.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So in this case, in her case, I would say, hey, she's been caught. She went through the process. All right, she's guilty. Send her back home. She should not be sitting in a prison for weed. I'm just being honest with you. Like, I just don't believe that. And the same thing with our country. If they come over here and they do some heinous crime, then they got to stay here because they've killed someone or they've hurt somebody.
Right.
Drug trafficking or sex trafficking, things like that. But if it is like you said, like, oh, well, they were in Atlanta and they were caught with, like, an ounce of weed, just send their ass back home. Like, what the fuck are we doing? That's a waste of tax dollars, in my opinion.
Facts.
That's a waste of time, actually.
Honestly.
Because now, like, we got to call over to their country. Yo, we got your guy over here. And we got to see. And if and to think, like, if they're not a celebrity, they're not getting out of that.
Yeah.
If Brittany Griner was a wasn't a celebrity, would we care?
We wouldn't even know.
We wouldn't. let's be honest. Like,
you or know care, what I mean? Like you said.
Yeah, not really. Yeah, we wouldn't care. We wouldn't give two doo-doo things. Like, right. It'd be like, yeah, she's serving 50 years. Okay,
cool. Tanya Johnson from Washington.
Yeah, from Washington.
All right,
soccer mom. Like, we don't care. Like, we wouldn't care.
Sucks, you know what I mean? But
it does suck.
Hope they get Tanya back. The only one who cares is her family.
Yeah, the only people that would be contacting Joe Biden is her family, and Joe Biden would be like,
I have COVID.
Or I'm going to sleep. So yeah, it's my nap. It's my third nap of the day. I don't have time to eat this. Okay, so hey man, but no, I really do want her to come back. But I do believe that the system, that is a dumb system. You know what I mean? Like, all right, she broke the law. Send her back. Mm. Just send her back home. Ban her from Russia for whatever time you need to ban her for the rest of her life, whatever, and stuff. So yeah, man. So I hope she does come back though. I really do. I want her to come back. I hope that they find some way, some resolution around it. I don't think they will this year. I honestly think she's going to spend the this year over there.
Whew.
And that's going to suck. Yeah. I can only imagine what's going on. So I can only imagine. I don't know and I don't want to know.
I'm just trying to imagine her tall ass in that cell. 7 feet tall in that little cot.
Yeah, bro.
Boy. Mm-mm. For a damn near a year and a half, 2 years. That's crazy. But anyway.
That's nuts. Hey man, I gotta talk about your boy Tory. Everybody is upset about Mario doing a collab with Tory Lanez.
The fact that y'all are still mad at Tory is just baffling to me.
It's as baffling.
It's baffling. Like, he's not in jail. He ain't never going to jail.
Honestly, man,
why are we mad at Tory?
Honestly, that's what it looks like. It looks like this man.
We're not even talking about him anymore, bro.
We're not.
It's like COVID.
It's like
never happened. Tory shooting Megan never happened. COVID never happened. It's like that.
I also think of it like this. I know a lot of people have like their feelings and their personal feelings, but you're not. You also got to understand that you're not making the music, and you're not doing the deals, and you're not doing any of that stuff. And so, a lot of that's
about money anyway, bro. So fuck it.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. You're not in that stuff, so it's easy for you, a person who is removed from the music. You're not making any money. You're not making any sales from it. No. To say, oh well, don't work with this person. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and you know, it's easy for you to say that, but they probably are communicating much more than the audience.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying. So, and the one thing that I can say about like LA and all that stuff, man. Not to say that it's all of it's fake. 90% of it is, but there's also like that 5% of like ambiguous, like you don't know,
mm-hmm.
and it's unknown of what's going on behind the scenes. And so a lot of times they end up working together because, again, they don't know. They don't know what's going on. They don't really know all the details, all this stuff. They just know this man's on trial for shooting Meg. They don't know the details or anything like that. And they're like, look, we'll do a song together. You're still out. You're not in jail. So fuck it. Let's do it. So, you know what I mean? That's just how I feel about that. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but sometimes it's not about like y'all feelings. Like they could care less about
they
could care less about like what you, because you're gonna listen to the music.
Gonna,
you know what I mean? You're gonna listen to, especially if it's good music. You're gonna listen to it. Unfortunately, like you know, you're gonna listen to it. It's gonna be a decent song, and then or not. It could not be a decent song, but you're still gonna listen to it.
If it's Tory,
you know what I mean? Yeah,
you know I'm gonna listen.
You could be yeah. Tim's not giving up on Tory.
To my boy.
To that, put that boy in a booster seat headed to like
prison.
Headed to prison.
A booster seat headed to prison.
You just see him going away in a booster seat.
Handcuffing shit. His legs kicking and shit.
Oh my God. Like, if I see his legs kicking, yeah, I'm cutting this off.
Little Tory, though.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Tory, though, man.
He's still out.
Yeah, he's still chilling. Out. He's chilling. It's not to say that he didn't do it. It's just, look.
Who knows?
Until I see someone say guilty. A not guilty.
He unless he guilty, he ain't guilty.
Yeah, pretty much. So, hey man, but
in the court of law.
In the court of law, exactly. In the court of law, he's not guilty yet.
In the streets, he probably shot that bitch.
He probably shot the shit out.
He shot a little foot.
He shot a foot.
Dance, bitch, damn, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. It's okay. I love Megan.
Dance.
I love Tory.
Bro,
I love them all.
That is the wildest shit that you could say. While shooting somebody, just dance like Megan drunk as hell, just in the background. Yeah,
twerk to this, blah blah blah.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's wild. But I do hope and pray for both of them, man. I hope and pray for both of them, man. I hope it gets solved. Just solve the shit. This is 2 years.
Mm.
Two?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, yeah. 2 years. Solve this shit. Like, what's the problem? What's the holdup, my nigga? Like, is he guilty or not?
He ain't going to jail, big dog.
Yeah, big dog. So, it is what it is, man. I did want to talk about that, and this could be our last one. Like, we can talk about, like, Chris Brown real quick.
What happened with Chris Brown?
Yo, I'm praying for that, bro. That brother there, boy.
He's always in
that
the
brother there, son. Bro. He can't get an album out without some bullshit happening.
He can't.
So, a woman in Dallas.
But then again.
What?
The rollout, bro.
The woman shooting it. This was after the album, though, bro.
It was after?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this woman, this is the most random story I've ever heard. Woman shooting in a Dallas airport, shooting in the air. They cuff her. They get her down. She doesn't kill anybody. And she comes up and she says she's Chris Brown's wife.
Mm.
Like, what are we doing? What's going on in life?
Out of everyone.
Out of everybody. She could have called. She could have said R. Kelly's. She could have. At least already in jail.
Worse.
Yeah, that is worse. But like, she could have said anybody else. Chris Brown.
Damn, bro. A lot of crazy shit happens to Chris Brown, bro.
A lot of crazy shit. Like, all the, like women breaking into his house.
Yeah, hopping his fences and all types of shit. Like, it's hard to be Chris Brown, bro.
Hey, man, listen. It must be hard. I ain't never wanted to be an ugly motherfucker in my life. But Chris Breezy, hey, man, you got it, bro.
Well, he's charging women to take pictures with him, right?
Yeah. Oh, we talk about that, too. Oh, yeah, man. He's charging women $1,000 to take a picture with Chris Brown.
And they paying.
Like I told you, that he got one girl hyped up there, like, you know, they about to make an OnlyFans. He got one girl. Yeah, boy. Hey, man, that boy Chris something crazy. Yeah. I don't know, man. Your money is money, man. If they willing to do it, man, do it. He's not, like, jipping them. You know what I mean?
Chris Brown.
I could see if, like, they were taking $1,000. Now he never did the pictures.
Mm.
You know, then I'd be like, damn, that's fucked up, Chris. But he's taking the pictures, doing exactly what they want him to do. $4,000.
They paying.
Yeah. If they paying you, yeah, I can't trip on that.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, bro. So shout out to Chris Brown, man. I'm praying for you, bro. Bro, yeah, bro. That's wild.
Yeah, TDJ's got to put his hands on Chris Brown. Yeah, bro.
Somebody, Creflo Dollar.
Creflo Dollar. Somebody. Does that nigga even preach anymore?
Like, yeah, he does.
Yeah, oh, man. He still? Yeah. Man, he's taking every Creflo Dollar in that church. Every Creflo Dollar getting ticket.
Taking every penny. Hey, man, you know you in the wrong church when they asking you to submit a W-2. Anybody tell me to submit a W, this ain't about God anymore.
This is a business.
This is a business.
God is not here. Here. Yeah. He is not here.
He ain't here.
You stupid boy. Nah, that's crazy though.
It is crazy, man. Pray for my brother.
Chris Breezy.
Can't get a album out for shit. But yeah, man. You got anything else, B Dog?
Man, I think that's a wrap.
That's a wrap, man. Make sure you follow all our socials. Appreciate you, Tim, for coming through.
Yes, sir.
So we're gonna go ahead and get out of here, man. Peace.
Yeah, man.